All right, my name is Colin Tiergaard, and this is my study abroad story about my trip to Paris. So I was studying in London while also having an internship 3 days out of the week. So I would spend Wednesday through Friday in an office instead of the classroom. But that also meant I wasn't able to leave for trips early in the day on Fridays or during my weekend. So this meant all of my flights, I would have to leave late Friday night, land around 1 a.m. on Saturday, or if I'm lucky, midnight. So the entire reason I was going to Paris was not only to see the city, but also to take a vacation with my girlfriend. She at the time was studying abroad in Florence while I was in London, and we decided why not go to Paris for the weekend because we didn't get to see each other very often. So fast forward to me stepping off the plane in Paris. It was about midnight or so. My girlfriend had landed a few hours before me, and she was visiting with her cousin who had actually moved to Paris and seeing the city before I got there. So she had a better understanding of the city before I did. And so from the airport, I got a cab to her hotel, checked in, started unpacking. Next thing I did, I went down the street to go meet my girlfriend at her family member's house. The rest of that night was spent going to bed early, as we both had a very long day. Next day began very early, as we had planned a lot. The first stop was actually visiting a coffee shop from one of our favorite movies, Midnight in Paris. After that was the Arc de Triomphe, instead of the Eiffel Tower first, because her cousin had actually said it was the best view in Paris. And so after that, we went to the Eiffel Tower, which personally I thought was highly overrated. It was really crowded. There were people constantly trying to sell you things. But it was nice to sit on the lawn in front of the Eiffel Tower and have lunch. It was kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing to be able to do. And after that, our last stop of the day was dinner. So we had gone to what looked like was a hole in the wall, but it ended up being one of the best meals I ever had. The servers were very friendly, which I didn't really expect, because everyone had told me that everyone in Paris can't stand the Americans. But it turned out to be a really nice dinner. Everything was incredible. And quickly the trip was starting to come to an end, and I had felt like I'd only been there for a few hours rather than almost 3 days. But the rest of the trip was more or less just the mundane things, stopping by museums we saw as we walked. But I do believe Paris felt more than a city. It was almost an experience. And after being there, I do fully understand why people speak of Paris so highly. It was an incredible experience. And yeah, that's all for my story.